Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Burns Memorial United Methodist Church. My name is Will Morris. If the collar and the black dress wasn't the hint, I'm the pastor here. Good to see you all. God is good all the time. Amen. I wanted to see if you were awake, and you are. Thank you very much. Today is Pentecost Sunday. It's also Memorial Sunday. I made the mistake of assuming that everybody knows what Pentecost is, and that's not true, and that's okay. Pentecost, as we will hear in the scripture reading, is the promised time, the time that Jesus promised, that Jesus would send the Holy Spirit on God's people, and they would be empowered to do good things and to share the Word of God. That event happened at Pentecost. And it was a time of tongues of fire coming over people's heads. It was a time of different languages being spoken and understood across the civilized world. And it was a time of great movement in God's church. So we pray and hope for that same kind of movement here today. I promise you that God is among us and that we will, with luck, feel the movement of the Holy Spirit this morning. A bit of explanation about this morning and a few announcements, if I may. I was not here last week. The Burns congregation knows that. And I send out my thanks to Deacon Daniel Claywitter for his preaching last week. Several of you asked me when I would be leaving again. Apparently not soon enough. I'm kidding. But Daniel, thank you very much. Great sermon. I was able to listen to it on the internet. So thank you, sir. I haven't told you the full story. I won't today, but I want to let you know that Deacon Daniel chose us. He looked around and chose Burns Church as a place to be a part of. That honors all of us. It honors God. And I'm very appreciative to be in ministry with Deacon Daniel. So thanks, Daniel. Appreciate it a lot. Next Sunday, as you may have seen from the bulletin, next Sunday is Peace with Justice Sunday. We celebrate and honor the day when God calls us to new ministries of justice. We'll be talking about that next week if you are so moved to look into that by reading the donation envelope, perhaps even going online. We'll talk about it a little bit more, but I want to give you a heads up that we'll be asking for your generous donations next Sunday for Peace with Justice Sunday. All the youth who normally would leave and be in ministry with Kathy Moton, Kathy's asked me to ask you to stick around. We want you here in worship this morning because it will be a wonderful time. Many of you know Melba Taylor. She cannot be here. She is in Kansas. Apparently another cousin of hers passed away. And so Melba is being with family in Kansas, and we will pray for her. The Psalms course is coming up. If you know what that is and haven't yet signed up, talk to me and we'll get you signed up. Couple other things. This coming Tuesday is our coordinating council meeting, the time when all three churches meet. And we will be meeting at 6:30 p.m. There is an information sheet which has the advance information for that. If you're on my email list, you should have already received that. If you don't have email or want a copy of that bulletin in hard copy, it's available in the narthex. Also, I sent out this week the lectionary and preaching plan for June through September of this year. That was on email. Again, if you don't get email or you want it in hard copy, that is also available on the table in the narthex. And then one final note, there will be no Thursday Bible study this week. No Bible study this week. Today, as I mentioned, is Pentecost Sunday. It is also Memorial Sunday. Those of us who are American citizens have a special debt to pay to the men and women of the armed forces who have died in defense of our life and liberty. There are many veteran families in our congregation, and I know this is a poignant day and weekend for you. So as we pray to God, let us also honor through our prayers those who have gone to their rest in support of our country, and also those who are currently serving, because we know there are men and women far away from home today, for whom we should pray as well. So we will honor them. That might be a bit of an explanation for the battle hymn of the Republic and America the Beautiful. Both are in our hymnal. Both are important hymns that worship God and honor the sacrifice of so many people in our lives as well. So let us keep all those folks in our prayers. For those, there are several visitors. We welcome you today. The interesting aspect about this morning is that our congregation is made up of three different groups, and today is one of those days when we all worship together. If you are a member of the Tonga Fellowship, would you raise your hand? If you are Tongan in ancestry, would you raise your hand? Very good. Pastor Pelaki Lokotui, would you rise, sir? Pelaki? This is Pelaki. He is the pastor of the Tonga congregation. We're welcoming him. And then representing the Ghana Wesley United Methodist Fellowship is Samuel Bachwe. Would you rise up, sir? There we go. And if you are from Ghana or a member of the Ghana Fellowship, would you raise your hand? Welcome. Very good. Few in number, but great in voice, I'm hoping. Wonderful. Very good. So this is an important day when we celebrate, as did those early apostles, the coming together of people from different places, the speaking in different languages, but the praising of one Lord and one God in unity with our brothers and sisters. So before we move to our prelude and into our service, we can only be brothers and sisters if we have made the attempt to know and meet each other. And so now I offer you that opportunity, as is our custom at Burns Church. Let me ask you now to rise up on your feet as you are able and to offer a handshake or a hug to those around you and welcome each other in the peace of Jesus Christ. Good morning. Welcome back. It's long been said that Methodists are very good at visiting with each other, and we want to give you an opportunity to continue that if you are able. After our worship service, if you leave the sanctuary and turn left, take another left, you'll be over here in the parlor. We'd like to offer you coffee, punch, cookies, that kind of stuff, and a chance to a little more fellowship. Two other bits of information that I forgot to pass on. I mentioned that I was gone last week, and some of you know what I was doing. It was a very selfish weekend for me. I was able to run the Colfax Half Marathon. Thank you. Using the verb run for what I do is a stretch, but I appreciate it. I finished. I ran every step. I didn't embarrass myself or anybody else, and I was actually 3 minutes faster than last year, which meant that last year I was really slow. So I'm a little less slow. Anyway, and I got a cold to boot, so that's why I sound a little bit like a frog. The other important announcement is that the next Saturday is the meeting of the United Methodist Men, their regular breakfast at 8 o'clock at Apple Creek Restaurant, and we'll be studying Acts chapter 17. So if you are a person with a Y chromosome and would like to study with other men, if you're there for the first time, we'll buy your breakfast. If you're there for the second time, we will refill your coffee cup and have you enjoy Act 17 with us. So let me ask you to think about that day hundreds of years ago when the Holy Spirit came upon a people who didn't understand each other initially, but who left that day in a new spirit of God, having been moved by the Holy Spirit. That can happen today.